Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
I believe it is Cassie coming to the table with a curious Caucasian question today.
That is a great way of putting it. I totally forgot about curious Caucasian.
Remember? Curious Caucasian, curious little Caucasian.
Is that what? I don't even know that song is.
That's Curious George.
Now, because we're saving that forever.
So, I do have a question for the Black community about something I did / experienced. And Mo, I'm sorry, I'm looking at you because, you know, you're the only Black person in the studio.
That
so
makes sense.
I am
You're
having,
not going to ask me?
Girl, you are paler than I am, okay? Like, honestly, you're the color of mayonnaise. It's delicious. Thank you. So am I. I'm the color of a fish belly, all right? So, Mo, and if Katie wants to come in here too, Katie.
Is she still Black?
Last time I checked.
Is she?
I haven't spoken to her in a couple days, though.
Thursday, right?
It's not like a tan. It doesn't fade.
Then we should bring her in for sure.
Yeah. Get kicked out of the community sometime, Cass.
So the other day, I went to a nail salon. I haven't been to a nail salon in literally years. I went to go get a pedicure. I tried a new one out. I just Googled and found one in my town, and I went. And I walked in. Beautiful salon. Absolutely, like, gorgeous, clean, state-of-the-art. I sat down, like, got the best pedicure, the best service, but I did notice I was the only white person in there, which doesn't bother me at all. That's not what this is about. But what it made me wonder is, so as I'm sitting there, I'm, like, chatting with people, and everyone's having, like, a great time. It was really a good vibe place, and I liked it a lot. And I would like to go back. I like to support Black-owned businesses if I can, small-owned businesses. I'm here for it.
Do you want to give the name of the place a plug?
Not yet.
Okay.
Because I want to ask this question. And I will after, depending on what Mo and Katie say. I noticed because I was the only white person in there, I wanted to know if I was intruding in a space that maybe was like an all-Black space. And what I mean by this is we've heard gay people say, please stop bringing your bachelorette parties to gay bars. This is our, like, safe space. This is our place where we can be ourselves without you straight people coming in and, like, messing up the vibe. And so I know it's a nail salon, so it's not like it said, like, Black nail salon, no white people. But at the same time, I want to be respectful. If that is like some kind of community space, I don't want to keep inserting my white ass in there and being like, hey, let me ruin your vibe.
Katie looks like she's about to laugh while she's answering.
I am, because if it was the 60s, then yes, you ruined it. But not
wait, we're 2023, baby.
Yeah, no. So now in 2023, no. For me, I would just be like, oh, she must have some flavor. You know, like, I would be excited that you were coming in. You know, as long as you're not being offensive to anybody, but it's a nail salon. I would be happy about that.
In my experience, it's exactly that. Like, anytime it's a public space and it's typically Black-owned or it's all Black people that visit, anytime you get a white person that walks in, like, we look at you like, okay. Like you want to be a part. You got some flavor. You might have Black friends, or you just appreciate the Black experience. I don't think anyone looks down upon a white person actually supporting a Black business or a Black establishment.
And I experienced that years ago. We went out. My friends came into town. We went out in Buckhead. And apparently there was, you know, and I don't know if this still exists, but there's, like, different theme nights for different bars and different clubs. And I had heard this great stuff about a particular Buckhead bar, which is, that's no longer there. And we went and we walked in, and we were the only four white people in the entire club. And you walk in the door and you have a choice. Are you going to walk in or are you going to walk out? And I'm like, well, we're not going to walk out. That's going to look really. So we walk in and we grab a drink, and there was nothing awkward about it. Everybody was inclusive. Everybody was dancing. Like, we had a great time.
I've never felt like more of a valued customer than I did at Magic City. I'm not lying about this. Yeah. Magic City is a notoriously Black strip club in Atlanta. And I went with some friends. And I got the same attitude that Mo was talking about. Like, my dude, thanks for coming in. Mm-hmm. And it was honestly one of the greatest experiences of my life.
Okay, so I'm overthinking it. Like, nobody made me feel like an outsider at all. It's not what I'm trying to say. I guess I'm overthinking it. I wanted to be very cognizant
you
that I wasn't intruding someone's space.
Shocker!
So let me ask you this question then. And do you want to give this place a plug because they were so great
to you? It's Frenchies in Smyrna. Great, great job. I'll be going back.
So if you have a nail salon and you're white and your employees are white and a black person comes into your nail salon, I'll ask you the same question. Would you feel like, hey, this is a place for white people, what are you doing here?
Well, it's not the same though, because we're not an oppressed class at all. We're not a minority group. We haven't had to fight against other people to get our rights and our right to be in spaces. And so I don't think it applies in that way. Like, I just don't think there's an equivalent comparison. So for me, it was like, I don't want to walk into somewhere if it feels like a safe space for the black community and then as a white person walk in and like kill the vibe and then being like, oh, we can't be ourselves or anything because there's a white person here. So I didn't want to ruin a space that's not for me if I wasn't. Nobody said don't be there, but I'm just very cognizant of, is this for me or is this not for me? And if it's not for me, I'm okay with stepping back and being like, this is not for me. I'm not supposed to be here. And that's cool.
We encourage it. Just keep on going back to Frenchies.
Frenchies is like, please give us your money.
To be honest with y'all, a lot of times at black establishments, black people will complain that the white customer gets treated better than the black customer.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Really? And why is that?
Well, because they kind of look at you when you come as you black as you're supposed to come. So, like, we're used to having black people here, but when you get the white person that comes in and is comfortable, it's
look
like,
this, this exotic creature.
Bring the good stuff out. You know, so it's not. You should always appreciate it. Like, it's cool.
Okay, beautiful. Well, thank you guys for answering my dumb question.
Hi, Romeo is super excited about his weekend, but it has, I think, much more to do with family than it does a soccer game.
It does. It does. And it's interesting because I was thinking that I didn't think about this last time, but I don't know if you were here, Bert, but a few weeks ago I came on here and I was complaining because my brother asked me to go to a soccer game with them that was in Texas. And I was like, sure thing. And he just bought the tickets, didn't run by me, and then ended up being like an $850 ticket.
Ooh.
And
Each?
Yes.
$850? Are you playing in the game?
That's what I said. Like, am I the water boy or
are
something?
Are you on the bench? I mean.
So, yeah, like, it's supposed to be a Clásico, which is like the biggest rivalry like soccer, like ever. And so it's like,
Madrid.
Yeah, Barcelona, Madrid. And my dad, my brother, like my family is all Barcelona fans. So for us, this was exciting. And my brother actually got to go last year with my dad, and I didn't get to go because we were doing our In the Moment live show last year. And so this year around, he was like, dude, we should go. I was like, sure. And then he just bought the ticket. Didn't tell me. Didn't run by me. But I was like, all right, cool. And then he tells me the price.
You were not all right, cool. Because you came on the air. You were definitely not all right, cool.
I was pissed. I was pissed. Sweating. But after you know, getting my money together and giving it to him, I started to realize that this is actually the first time that my brother and I are taking a trip together.
Just the two of you?
Yeah. And it's like, it's this weird feeling that I have because it's exciting because he's 21 now. He's also like able to drink. It's the first time we're going without parents. It's the first time we're going without like any girlfriends or anything like that, because the last time when we did go to El Salvador 2 years ago, I took my ex-girlfriend. So we didn't get to have that bonding experience.
Yeah.
And this time around, it's exciting because I feel like I haven't had a close relationship with my brother since I left for college. You know, it was like a weird thing. Like, we didn't really connect. We didn't like, we would check in with each other every once in a while, but it wasn't like we were talking all the time. And so me getting back into soccer and like keeping up with the soccer scores and all that, it gave us a connection to talk and all this stuff. And so now we get to go and have this trip with each other, and it's just a whole weekend surrounded by the soccer game. And I'm so excited. I'm looking forward to it. And there's like a lot of
that's great, man.
Fun
that's
stuff
really great.
That I look forward to.
And you know, as a sidebar, as a guy that's always trying to endorse soccer here in the country too, which always seems kind of like a tough sell. I love that it's soccer that's bringing you guys together.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Right?
It's fun, and it's our favorite team as well. So we get to see a wonderful thing, and I'm excited to like just have a bonding experience with my brother.
Have a great time,
man. Thank you.
You better have a great time for $850. Better be the time of your life.
Yeah, right.
Score a goal.
Yeah.
The Bert Show.